The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Yud Ches. Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Beis says, Stam Nedarim L'Hachmir, someone makes a neder, and it's not clear what exactly they mean to say, and their words can be understood in two ways. We have to assume in the way that it will come out a bigger chumrah, that it will come out more of a bigger isser, more of an isser. But they are trusted to explain themselves that they really meant to say something which is more lenient, which is less of an isser, or which is no isser at all. And the Mishnah gives some examples. Someone says, "Harei like a basar meliach ki yayin netzach." We're not sure if they're trying to compare this davar mutter to a karban, to kachin, and therefore make a valid nether, or if they're really trying to compare this davar mutter to avodah zarah, and since avodah zarah is not a davar another, and rather a davar usur, like we learned about at the beginning of the parak in Daf Yud Aleph, and therefore the nether is not valid. And they're trusted to explain what they mean. And then the Mishnah of Chav continues, and the Ran actually seems to have had all on Mishnah, so the Ran explains all over here in Daf Yud Ches. But the Mishnah of Chav continues, that Noda Becheir, someone takes a davar mutter, he takes some fruit that are in front of him, some meat that's in front of him, and says that this should be like cherim. He takes an item that's in front of him and says it should be like cherim. Now cherim generally would be understood to mean cherim bedek abayis, that someone takes something and makes it also to belong to kachim, and that's something which would be a valid hatfasa. If someone says that this mutadigah thing should be like cherim bedek abayis, cherim kachim, it's also. Our Mishnah, Daf Yud Ches, discusses something like cherim kahanim, but in the case of Daf Chav, the person explains himself on a darkel el b'cherim shayam. I said that this mutadigah item should be like cherim. I really meant that it should be like a fishing net. There's a type of fishing net that also the word cherim could be used to refer to. Someone said that this item should be like a carbon. He explains that he didn't mean a regular carbon that goes to Mizbeah. He didn't even mean a carbon for Avodah Zarah. He meant a carbon for a king, for a melech. He says, Hare Atmi carbon. Then he says, I didn't mean to say that I should be also like a carbon. It means that he's referring to some bone that he had in his house that he had to set aside that he could use for the dharm. If he wants to make a fake nether, a phony nether, makes it a joke. And there, the person is also trusted, and we say, Perusha Mahako, he's trusted. Then the Mishnah over there in Avchav finishes up with the Machlekes Rameir and Rabbanu, which is not clear exactly what they're referring to, what they are saying. But what the Gemara explains is that they are saying that only a Talmud Chacham is trusted in this manner. But a Ma'aretz who wants to explain himself in such a manner that he meant something so unlikely and get out of the nether that way, so we don't trust him. And Rameir says, not only don't we trust him, we require him to do a Taras Adarim, but we punish him, we make him keep the nether to a certain extent. And also Rameir says that he cannot get out of the nether with a Pesach. We only mock the nether with a Pesach. We cannot get out of the nether with Charata. But just as I regret making that nether, that is not a valid way to mock the nether. We have to have a Pesach. That we have a full-fledged form of Ataras Adarim that he says that if we have known a certain fact, we wouldn't have made that nether. There's two ways to mock the nether usually, a Pesach or Charata. Charata is simple, it's just a regret. If one regrets ever making the nether, he has Charata. Then we say the nether is not valid. Or if we mock the nether with three Dayanim that way. And the other way to do it is with a Pesach. That we have to find some new piece of information, which if we would have been aware of that in the beginning, we would not have made the nether. Now they became aware of it, so now we could be mocked in the nether that way. Usually a nether could become up to either with a Pesach or a simple Charata, just the mere fact that he regrets it. Some Rishon hold that we should do both Pesach and Charata, so the minhag is to do both. That's in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Hadar, and some in Reish Chav Ches, in Yerdeya. That's beyond the scope of our discussion. But in any case, this Hama Aretz that we wanted to be mocked in nether for him, we did not trust him to say that when he said Harezek Echirim, he meant a fishing net. We did not trust him that we said Harezek a carbon, he meant a carbon of Shavlochim, a carbon of some sort of a carbon for a king. Rather, he has to have a Taras Nadarim. And the opinion of Rameir, he has to have a Pesach. We can't even suffice the simple Charat, the simple regret. He has to have a full-fledged Pesach in order to be mocked in nether. Now, it's not clear how much the Chum mean to argue on Rameir over there. Do the Chum mean to argue and just say that we don't punish him like Rameir wants to punish the person and make him keep the nether a little bit? Or do the Chum mean to argue also on the second step and say that although we require the Samaharis to go through the process of Ataras Adarim, it is sufficient to do just Charata? The Ran, by also Daf Yud Ches, as well as the Rosh and Piskei Rosh and Avchav, are of the opinion that it's good enough just to have Charata according to the Rabbanim. So according to Rameir, you have to have Pesach. According to the Rabbanim, it's sufficient to do just Charata. And that is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Ches, that somebody makes such a nether and he's now Ma'aretz, and he right away wants to explain himself afterwards that he meant something in a mutadig way, he was referring to a fishing net, he didn't mean to make a proper nether, so then it's sufficient to do just Charata, and he does not have to have a more complicated system of Ataras Adarim with the Pesach. Now, this is the opinion of the Ran and the Rosh. Now, it's interesting because in the beginning of the parak, we had another case where an Ma'aretz had to have Ataras Adarim, even though in our Torah, the rice, the nether was nothing, and Talmud Chacham, Nani Ataras Adarim, we were more machmir by an Ma'aretz, who required them to have Ataras Adarim, to imata the nether. And that was the case where a person tells his wife, Harei Adalai Kima. He tries to ask his wife and himself, to ask the being together, from living together. But he does it in a way that's invalid, because instead of being matzvus the nether and a dover on another, by saying she should be also to him like a korban, or like a koinim, like something that was previously asked with a nether, rather he says she should be also on him kimo, just like his mother is also on him. And that's invalid nether, because it was matzvus the nether and a dover or also rather than a dover another. We discussed it in the Shia Dafi Dalad. The Gemara talks about it in Dafi Dalad. We discussed it back there. So over there, we were more machmir by the ma'aretz. We said he has to go through the process of ataras adarim. There, the Rosh says clearly over there, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Siman Reishei, that he has to have a Pesach, and we do not suffice with Charata. So it seems to be a bit of a contradiction, both in the Rosh, and therefore in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So over there, by a case of someone who asks his wife by himself in an invalid way, matzvus and dover osa, and not dover another, not only do we require a Taras Adarim, we require the complicated system of a Pesach, whereas over here, with Daf Yiches, Daf Chof, this case of Nadav Acherim, so here it seems to be sufficient according to the Ran and the Rosh, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Siman Reishei, it's sufficient just to do charata. In fact, the Goyin of Bir Agra, both places is bothered with this. Both Siman Reishei and Reish Ches seems to ask the stira. One place he asks him more as a stira in the Rosh, and the other place he asks him more as a stira in the Shulchan Aruch. But really, we could say the Shulchan Aruch is coming from the psak of the Rosh. And the Rosh seems to feel there's a difference between two places. Over there, one needs a pesach by a red like Imo, Masha Enkin, as opposed to in our case of Nadav Achim, where he wants to explain himself. We don't trust him the way he explains himself. And we do say that Maritz needs a Taras Nadarim to get out of this nether that he said that this thing should be also, this thing should be like a cheirim. However, we say it's genug, it's sufficient to have charata, and he doesn't have to go through the more complicated process of a Taras Adarim with the Pesach. This seems to be a theory really in the Rosh, and therefore it follows in Shulchan Aruch. The Bach actually brings this Rosh, and he notices that there's a difference in the Rosh, and therefore in the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch in both places. And the Bach says that this is difficult. He doesn't seem to have such difficulty understanding it in Svaro, like the Goyim seems to have more of a difficulty understanding it. He just says that it's strange that we have the same Rosh in the Pesach of Pesach Mokm Acher appearing in the Mishnah of Gimel and the Mishnah of Chof, and Shemin, two different things in two different places. So therefore the Bach says that we should go with the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam is in fact Beis, Milch, Sadar, Malachi, Beis, Malachi, Gimel. And the Rambam seems to put it all together, both cases of the Mishnah of Gimel and the Mishnah of Chof. The Rambam puts it all together that there's various cases that are more machmir by Nama Arth. We want them to take the Dharma more seriously, and we don't want them making jokes in the Dharma, we want them making mistakes in the Dharma, we want them to take it more seriously, and therefore the Rambam puts it all together in one boat, and the Bach understands that according to the Rambam, in all cases you have to have a Pesach, and therefore this is the Pesach of the Bach goes not like the Shulchan Aruch in this one, and the Bach says that we're going to pass it like the Rambam, and say even for Ashkenazim we'd have to do like the Rambam in this case, not like the Rosh, and we'd have to be Mechayev Dama Aretz to have a full-fledged Taras Adarim with a Pesach, and it won't be enough for him that he expresses it from the Bezna, he has Charata, he regrets it making the Neder, he has to have a Pesach, some explanation why, if he would have known a certain piece of information, he wouldn't have made the Neder, and now that he knows that information, things should be different, and based on that, the Bezna can be matter with Neder, and Charata will not be enough. This is the Pesach of the Bach, and the Shach and Siman Reish Ches, he quotes this Bach, he seems to go along with the Bach, I feel like this is the Halacha, we have to be Machmer, like the opinion of the Rambam, and require a Pesach in both cases, both in the case of Daphne Gimel and the case of Rav Chof. Now, how do we understand the opinion of the Rosh and the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, the differentiation between the two cases? Now, the truth is that our Mishnah Daf Ches already discusses examples where a person made a nether which could seem to imply that he's saying something which is a valid nether, and then he explains himself that he really meant to say Kibishalvadishkhovin or Kachem Shakahanim and his mutter, and this is a valid explanation of his words, Purushna Hakon, he's trusted. And the Ram says, and the other Mishnah says as well, that in this case even Amma'arit is trusted. Only in the case of Nafchav, of Chemo Shayom, where he said an unlikely thing, that's where he's not trusted, Amma'arit. But in the case of Daf Ches, where his words obviously be understood to mean two different things equally, and he explains himself to mean the way in which it's mutter, we do trust the Amma Arz, the Ram says. It's only in a case where he's saying something unlikely, so that Amma Chacham is trusted, but Amma Arz is not trusted. This is the Mashmois of the Rosh over there as well, that he's saying something unlikely, we're not going to trust him. If it's Ketshuvim, Simir Reish Ches, if Kong Gimel brings the Chavis Yor, that says that the Mashmois of the Rosh, and many of the Mephoshim, is that only because the Amma Arz is not trusted, we don't trust him. And therefore he says that if Amma Arz himself knows that he's telling the truth properly, he doesn't have to keep the nether, even before he has a chance to get Bezant Tim because he knows he's saying the truth. The whole reason why we require him to do a Taras Adarim is because we don't trust him, and that's why it's only in the cases where he's saying something unlikely we don't trust him. If he's saying something which there's a very good chance it makes sense what he's saying, it makes sense that's true, we would trust the Amaretz in such a case. This is how this is the basic explanation how the Ran and others explain why only in the case of Nafchav we're machmir by the Amaretz. In the case of Nafchav Ches, we are not machmir on the Amaretz, we do trust him. The Beseser brings the Tshuvas Rashi, but there's a different reason why we're more machmir on Nafchav, because in Nafchav he says something that doesn't really It's not really likely that that's the truth. So not that we don't trust him, but what was he doing? He was trying to trick people. He was standing in front of a group of people, and he said this item should be asar kecherim, it should be like a cherim, and everyone would understand that he meant something which is asar, and really he was doing a trick. And even if we trust him, that he really meant kecherim hasham, he really meant like a fishing net, but he's clearly admitting to us that he was trying to trick people, he was doing some sort of aroma, some sort of a trick. He was saying, Harry, ask me carbon, and really he had some bone in his house that he saved for the purpose of a darim. Or there's another case over there, they said, kunavishti nenesli, he said that his wife should be forbidden to have enough of him, and then he says he really meant the previous wife that he has for previous marriage. He was doing something that clearly was intended to trick the people standing in front of him. Since he admits to being someone who does tricks and strange, maybe dishonest things, so therefore we can't trust him. Not because it's unlikely what he's saying, but because he admits to doing trickery, and because he admits that he was doing a trick, therefore we're nervous, we're cautious about trusting the Sama'aretz and requiring him to have a Taras Nadarim. But either way, the special halach in this case that we don't trust him, whether because he's saying something far-fetched or because he admitted to doing a trick. In this case, that we don't trust him, so because he's doing something that causes us not to trust him, so therefore we require a Taras Adarim. So then we can understand that the reason why we're requiring a Taras Adarim is because we think maybe his nether really is valid. Since we think his nether really is valid, even though he claims that's not, we require a Taras Adarim. So in that we can understand the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say that as long as we do any Taras Adarim, even a Taras Adarim Tzvein Charota, just he expresses his regret for making the nether and the three Dayanim will say Mutalof, the Matas nether, that's good enough, because even if what he's presenting to us that the nether never was there to begin with, because he really meant kechem hashem, he really was referring to a fishing net in the comparison he made in his nether. Even if that is not true, and really the nether was valid, we just did a valid hataras nadarim to take off the nether. That's good for the case of Nav Kof. As opposed to the case of Nav Gimel, we know his nether was invalid. It's not a matter of trust. We know exactly what he said. He told his wife, Harei Adalai Ki'ima, and that's not a valid nether. Why are we requiring hataras nadarim? Because we're afraid they'll keep on doing this. We don't want them to keep on doing this. We don't want someone to keep on making the nadarim against their wife. And especially next time, we're afraid maybe it will be done in a valid way. And if it's valid, maybe he won't realize the next time it's valid, this time it wasn't valid. We want to stop this business altogether. We want to discourage him from making such nadarim against his wife. And because we want to discourage him from making such nadarim, so therefore we're going to be very tough with him. We're going to require Taras Adarim. And not only that, we're going to require a more complicated Taras Adarim of Pesach. It will not suffice for him just to have Charotah, just to express his regret for ever making the nether. And because of that, he'll be discouraged from doing it again in the future. So now if we understand the difference between Daf Gimel and Daf Kof, the reason why we require a Taras Adarim by Namaretz, so though it's interesting that the Mishnah uses the same Lashon in both places, like the Bach points out, Poisim and Pesach Makmacher, but for a whole different reason. And therefore the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch say that a whole different halacha follows. And Daf Gimel, we want to be as tough as possible to discourage him from making this nether in the future. And that's why we require a Pesach, a Charotah, regret, expression of regret is not sufficient in order for us to have Taras Adarim for him. On Daf Kof, we're honestly afraid that maybe his nether is valid, so we have to have Taras Adarim. As long as what we do is legitimate Taras Adarim, even Charotah is legitimate Taras Adarim, and that's good enough. The Arba Shulchan wants to say a different reason why on Daf Kof we can be more mako in the opinion of the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch and say Charotah is enough. He says because according to the claim of this person, he was just making a joke when he made this nether. Since according to him it was a joke, so though we don't want to depend on him completely and trust him completely, we'll trust him enough that we'll suffice the smaller level of Taras Adarim, not to complicate Taras Adarim. Now, in general, who is referred to as Namaretz over here? In the case of Nafi Gimel, Arayt Lai Ki'ima, so there we saw that the Ramah, the Simon Reishay quotes from the Chuvah Sarash, but it clearly says by that case, that nowadays everyone is treated as Namaretz, because most people are Amaratzim, so therefore we don't treat anyone like Tamakoch, we go across the board and say anyone that makes a Shneda needs a Taras Adarim, we treat them like Namaretz. The Rav Shulchan over there is already Mefakvik, and he says that nowadays most people are not Amaratzim like that, and people don't make such mistakes, they make many Gedolim, and feel there are people who have a Din of Tamakoch, or Tzumar Abanan, something to the effect of a Tamakoch, our times. We spoke about in the Sharon Daf Yudal how the slight change in the word, according to Marabach, which the Achrenim go with, a slight change in the word could cause one's nether to be a valid nether, and it's very easy to make a mistake, and we can believe that most people are Amaratim in the sense that they can make that slight mistake in their word, and the nether will be valid. So it's not so hard to understand the Rashba and the Ramah, who say that we have to treat everyone as Amaratim nowadays and require everyone to have Taras Adarim. It happens to be that the Aruch HaShofen over there is a Fakhlik on the Marabach. He doesn't agree with that Marabach, so maybe according to him, it's not so easy to make a mistake and have your nether be a valid nether, and that's why he feels that we could treat people as Tamid al Chabad nowadays, people know the law of Adarim. But what's going to do with our case? In our case, in the Chab, where the Shuvah Rashba and the Ramah do not say who is treated like an Amaret, who is treated like a Tamid al Chabad, based on the way we just explained the Pesach of the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch, why Charotah is enough, we don't need a Pesach, because the whole issue over here is just we're afraid that maybe the nether really took effect, and maybe he's not really being honest with us. So then we could say that maybe nowadays we could trust people as Tamid HaChamim and say that most people are not Amaratzim. If you have an Amaratz who comes to us, someone we can't trust at all, such a person we can't trust him at all, so then we'll have to make a Taras Adarim for him, we'll make a Taras Adarim with Charotah. But anybody who's at all learned person, or a trustworthy person, we could treat him maybe as a Talmid Chacham in regards to this, that we could trust him, and say that his Ner does not require Taras Adarim. So because the friendship between the case of Simon Reish Hay of Arayat like Ima, where the Ramah brings the Psak of the Rajbo, that everyone has to be treated as Namah Arif, and everyone has to have a Taras Adarim, like Bishop Naruch says over there, a complicated Taras Adarim at the Pesach, to discourage them from doing it in the future. Bishop says that someone who gets a fight with his wife and makes a Adarim against her, such a person usually does it often, he's going to do it again. So it's understood why we want to be very tough with him, and that's how he understands why the Ramah is very tough over there, and says we treat everyone like Namah Arif, even though the Bishop himself, he personally thinks that we could treat people as Namah Arif, but that's how he understands the Psak of the Ramah, that over there everyone has to be treated as Namah Arif. Mashenkin, as opposed to in our case, the Mishnah Daf Chav, which is a continuation of our Mishnah Daf Yitches, of somebody who just explains his words in an unlikely way, and we're hesitant to trust him because he gave an unlikely explanation, and as the Rashba says in the Tshuva, that also he's saying openly that he was trying to trick everyone who was standing there, so he's a little trickery person, so we're not so sure we can trust him, so we require Taras Adarim. So then anyone who has an honest reputation and is not as a Tfilam Arif, is something of a Talmid Chacham, and they have an honest reputation, maybe we'd be able to trust them and not require them to have Taras Adarim. This is what we could suggest in the case of Daf Chav and Simon Reish Ches, that not only does Namah Arif not need a Pesach, but Karata will be good enough for a Taras Adarim for him, but not everyone will be considered like a Namah Arif. Namah Arif will only be someone who's really a full-fledged Namah Arif. It's interesting that the Gemara Daf Gadal discusses another case of Noida B'Tayra, where we're afraid that Namah Arif will make a mistake, and therefore we require Taras Adarim by Namah Arif, and Simon Reish Ches, with that Allah is Paskin, it's not discussed over there whether he needs a Pesach. Is enough, whether everyone's considered Nama Arts, only some people consider Nama Arts. There, the Shulchan Aruch is very quiet, and they mustn't say anything, they just quote the halacha of the Gemara. It would seem that since Noida B'Torah is on Daf Yidal, together with Arei and Lakima, we'll probably have the same halachas. We're afraid that Amarats will make mistakes, and they'll probably have the same halachas, so everyone will be treated as Nama Arts, and the Taras Adarim would have to be done through a Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.